Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Is golf's version of Brett Favre. That guy could make an eagle on Amit's corner like nobody you've ever seen, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, anybody you ever want to mention, Ben Hogan, any of those guys. But you know what he could do? He could stick it in the water at 13 and go, what is he doing? Like Brett Favre will throw 3 touchdowns and 2 picks, and you're like, okay, I'm out of breath. That's what I look at. That's what I see with Rory McIlroy. By the way, 13 million people watched it. So they kind of were going with all the ups and downs and the ebb and flows. And a man who is the king looper. Hey, by the way, I wonder at Marion, is there a secret room that Merrill Reese has in the champions locker at Marion where it says, let's see, Marion, Nicklaus. I got to think Marion's got Trevino. Got to think he won there, Marion. And it, right after Trevino, does it say Reese? Let's go to Merrill Reese right now and see if he's got his own private locker there at Marion.
Well, I have a locker. I do have a locker. But it's not next to Trevino or Justin Rose, who won at Marion in 2013. And is a Marion member, and it's not right. I have a locker room with all the guys. That I have a locker with everybody else, and it's a wonderful place to be.
What's the toughest hole at Marion?
Boy, you can take your pick. There's a bunch of them. For the U.S. Open, the third hole, which is a par three, plays uphill at over 200 yards. I mean, wow. It stretches out. It's tough, and it's really, really tough. But there are a bunch of very, very tough holes.
Have you ever played the course after a open, a championship round? Because I'd like to know from what I understand at Marion, because I've heard Nicklaus say this. It's one of the most narrow courses that you can ever play. There are some wide open courses on the fives, but he also said that rough at Marion. When it gets a championship rough, you hit it in there, it's bogey. No matter what it is, you're going to hit a bogey if you hit it in a rough.
Yeah, it's very, very tough. But, you know, the thing about it is you talk about people thought when they played the Open there in 2013 that the pros were going to the PGA was just going to eat it up because it doesn't have the distance.
Right.
Today they're playing at 7,800 yards and almost 8,000 yards. And Marion doesn't have that. And they'd say, well, Marion's not really going to be a test for these
it's
guys.
It's a second shot course, right, Merrill?
Yes. Do you know what, Dan? Do you know what Justin Rose, do you know what he did to win Marion? He was 1 over par.
Oh, wow. One of
the
those.
The winning score in 2013 was 1 over par. Now we just saw Rory win at what, 11 under?
Yeah, I know. And they've lengthened that course immensely too.
See, it's not the length. Marion is a shot maker's course. Marion is a course where you've got to deal with tough, rough, and there's the quarry hole. It's a magnificent course.
What's the prettiest hole?
Oh my gosh. There's a bunch of beautiful holes. The 15th is beautiful. And the first hole, which dog legs around to the right, is a beautiful hole. It's a magnificent course, and the conditions are great. It's just a great golf course.
Would you make a Rory one in the career Grand Slam? And I called the Brett Favre of golf because he could stick it in the water at any time, and he could make those crazy eagles. And I'll tell you this, Merrill, he's not particularly a gigantic dude like Bryson DeChambeau. No. But I'll tell you what, he smokes that tee shot.
Rory's about better
than anyone I've ever seen.
You know, there's a young lady by the name of Courtney Holt who works as a talent coordinator for the Golf Channel. And about 6 years ago, the Eagles were playing Seattle on a Monday night. And the Eagles PR department said to me, "Hey, Courtney's in town and she's at the game. And she asked if she could come up and say hello to you." And I said, "Yeah, but tell her to come up," because I had done shows for her over at the NBC Sportsnet. So I said, "But tell her to come up to the booth, bring her up an hour, at least an hour before airtime, because once you get inside that hour, there's all kinds of things going on in the booth. We're getting ready for the game." And she doesn't come up, and I figure, well, it's a shame I didn't have a chance to say hi. But, you know, anyhow, we go on with the broadcast. So now we break for the national anthem, and there's only 90 seconds. So Derek Boyko, who was the Eagles PR director at the time, said, "Listen, come out in the hall. Say hello to Courtney." So I ran up the steps and ran out into the hall. I only had 90 seconds. And she's standing there with Rory McIlroy. And Mike Quick and I, my partner in the booth, we went out and we talked to Rory. I said, "Oh, you're my favorite golfer." And he was such a great guy. And he took pictures with me and Mike. Just, he's as great a guy as he is a golfer. He really is a great, great young guy.
I got to tell you this. So Steve Stans is a friend of mine, because I lived in Orlando and I got a chance to be friends with him. And I, you know, he worked at the Golf Channel and still does, believe it or not. And I'm standing out front with him, and we're there at Arnold Palmer's golf course. And I'm sitting there talking.
Bay Hill,
right. I'm sitting there and I'm talking to him.
I told you, by the way, I live on Bay Hill Drive.
That's fantastic. I mean, and I can't. So I'm talking to Steve. I go, "Hey, yeah, you know, I'm trying to, I know they want me to do something for the Golf Channel. And I, you know, I don't know why I'm here at Bay Hill." And Steve Sands looks at me and goes, "Well, you know who started the Golf Channel, don't you?" And I go, "No." He goes, "Arnold Palmer did." I'm like, "What?" He taps me. Arnold Palmer taps me on the shoulder. He goes, "Yeah, I started with my friend from ING. I started the Golf Channel. Then we sold it to CBS or NBC." And I'm going like, "What?" I mean, Merrill, of all the people I've ever met, one of the coolest things I ever had in my life was knowing Arnold Palmer. I mean, he introduced me to Gary Player and all them guys. So when that guy won the career Grand Slam, there's only six men to do it. Palmer's not one of them. That's quite an achievement that Rory accomplished by winning that career Grand Slam.
Well, sure. Bill Berge, early when he first retired, did color with me for a couple of years. And he's very close friends with a guy named Howdy Giles, who's a dentist. And Howdy was best friends with Arnold Palmer. So he came in to get his teeth cleaned, and Bill brought him to the booth for a Sunday game. And he spent the whole game in the booth with us. And I didn't,
wow.
And we did take a picture. I don't know. If I took my phone over here on Zoom and walked across the room for a second, I don't know if this picture would pick up. But
all
I'm
right,
try.
We're getting a bird's eye view here of Merrill Reese's memory. Oh yes, yes. There's Bill Berge. Look at Merrill back in the day. Now go to the left so I can see Arnold. There he is. Go a little more left. Left. There it is. There's Arnold Palmer. That's fantastic.
See Arnold?
Yep.
That's my wife, Cindy.
That's Berge. Yep. That's Bill Berge. That is really
awesome. That was Bill who passed away, Chris.
Yep. That is really a
That's one of my favorites. But Arnold, and you know what? I didn't ask him to go on the air with us. I didn't interview him. I just wanted him to sit there and enjoy the game with us. And he did. And he was just unbelievably great.
one of the greatest, like I told you, how I met him. I'm going to get to the Eagles in a minute here. I mean, one of the greatest moments I was broadcasting. I told you this last time you were on. We were broadcasting at Bay Hill. I would do it every year because Bay Hill wanted my show because I was broadcasting in Tampa and Orlando at the time. And I'd go back and forth and I'd have a tent out there and he would bring his dog Mulligan.
Yeah.
And he would sit down. Yep. Yeah, exactly. And he would sit down with me and he goes, I go, I'll tell you, whatever I'm doing is not worth what I'm doing. So whatever. And I go, and we just started chopping it up. And, you know, he was like the first endorser guy. And, you know, he talked about his time in Latrobe. Obviously he's a PA guy. So, you know, that's where his roots are, is Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
And so I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he used to go back every year and do a lot of events there in Latrobe.
I also think he was the first golfer who flew his own plane.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely true.
He had his pilot's license and he flew from tournament to tournament.
So let me ask you this. Speaking of flying, we're flying right towards the draft here.
Yeah.
9 days out. I mean, in your opinion, all the moves that the Eagles have made so far since February 9th, in your opinion, Merrill, I mean, the average age of the defense right now is 24.3 years of age. How do you feel about the fact there's a lot of guys that are unproven? We're almost in the same situation we were a year ago. I know the great coaching's around. I know the organizational structure's there. But is that concerning that a lot of new faces with limited reps are going to be put in roles that have to really, against maybe one of the great generational teams that we've seen about 60-plus days ago? Are you concerned? Yeah,
But remember, Dan, they have a lot of young guys coming back who are just reaching their peaks. I mean, as good as Jalen Carter is, and Vic Fangio has said this to me, you haven't seen the ceiling by any stretch of the imagination. That's how good he is. And you know how good he was last year. He's even better. And Jordan Davis is still an ascending player. And Zach Bourne has found himself as a middle linebacker. And then you look at N'Kobe Dean will be healed and he'll be coming back at some point. And you look at the kids, the rookies from last year, Quinyon Mitchell, he came in from the first day he was a veteran. He didn't play like a rookie. He was as close as you can get to a shutdown corner. And Cooper DeJean, who was the slot corner, is out of this world. So you're talking, yeah, they're going to need some players to replace Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, but they'll get them. They're going to be just fine. Again, now, I'm not somebody who will sit here and tell you that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. I will tell you that there's a good chance that when you see all the preseason prognostications, people will say the Eagles are the team to beat in the NFC. And that's probably true. But what we don't know is what will go on during the season and the chemistry as it forms and the injuries. They were 14-3. You take a team, and I'm not trying to be fatalistic, but you take a team that was 14-3 and have the wrong three injuries at the wrong time of the season, and they can be 9-8. I mean, look at the Lions last year. They were the best team in football, I think, most of the way. And by the time they played the Redskins in the divisional round, they had, what, 18 guys on injured reserve?
Yep.
You're never going to hear me. And believe me, I was skeptical. I thought, why is Nick Sirianni putting together a training camp where there's no real hitting and there's no tackling to the ground? And why isn't he playing any regulars in the preseason games? Don't you have to put the first unit offense out there for a little while to have the timing down pat? And then you get into the season, and the four games in the preseason are like four during the regular season. The first four games, the September games, are like preseason games. But you know what? Going into the playoffs, the Eagles had 22 starters. 22. That's the way you have to play it now. I mean, Dan Campbell's a great coach. I'm not taking anything away. I'm not criticizing him. But I think that the game has changed, and you can't have Vermeil, who is my friend and the best coach I've ever been around, but he came to camp with 120 players and had them reenact the Bataan Death March.
Very true. But that leads me to this question, and Merrill, all those guys that you said now have to step up in the roles. Here's one of the reasons why I thought you guys won the Super Bowl. You know, when Kobe went down, you had Oren Burks. Mm-hmm. When you had Slay get banged up, you put Isaiah Rodgers in. Yep. Then, you know, you had an issue where you would lose a particular guy. You put Tyler Steen in if Becton got injured, or you would drop Fred Johnson in if you had. My point is this. All those guys that you said have to be elevated. Now, the guys behind them, because as you know, Merrill, the war of attrition is also as important as the roster you put together in September. Yes. So those guys you have to replace, maybe even more so than anything. The Oren Burks was spectacular in the postseason. He had 45 tackles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot to ask to replace that.
But you have somebody there, if N'Kobe's not ready to come, you have somebody there who can really play. And I don't think it's a secret to the people here, even though they only saw him in a limited role. He's got a famous name. He's a junior, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is a player, and he will be able to go in there. And if N'Kobe Dean's not ready to come back, Jeremiah Trotter Jr.'s got starting ability. And there's another guy who has played sparingly, but he was a great special teamer, and he'll be fine too. And that's Kelee Ringo. And they lost a safety in Chauncey Gardner Jr. You watch when he has full playing time, Sidney Brown. Sidney Brown will be terrific. So this team has hidden depth.
I am going to throw something at you here. We had Frank Reich on about a week ago. We had Frank on. He's now the new interim head coach with
University of California.
Yep. He's out there. Let me throw this at you. This is what I asked him. I said, did Nick offer you the offensive coordinating job? He goes, I let them know right away that I did not want that role and I had no interest in that role. And then I followed up as a good little student of our game here, Merrill, and said, did they offer you a consulting job? And he said, yes, they did. He wanted to let the dust settle for Kevin Petullo. And I go, well, he goes, Nick was working on a role for me to be with the coaching staff this year, to be on the football team in that coaching staff in a capacity of being a consultant. He was going to be the OC, but they were carving a rollout. He goes, we have been going back and forth every week. He said that on the program here, that they were going to bring him in and make him a part of the coaching staff. And then this thing's parachuted in with Stanford. And so
you Cal, right?
No, it's Stanford. He's the interim head coach of Stanford. Yeah. Andrew Luck asked him to do it. And,
he did go to Stanford. It was Ron Rivera who
Ron Rivera's him. Now with Cal. He's running Cal.
Ron Rivera went to Cal. And Frank went to Stanford. Okay.
That's right. And
that's right. It was Andrew Luck. That's correct.
That's right. Right. And so let me ask you this. I didn't realize the relationship with Frank and Jeffrey Lurie and Howie. I know the relationship with Nick is strong, but boy, I'll tell you, the respect. I asked him, do you think you'll be with the Eagles next year? He goes, possibly I'll take that job next year. What? I mean, tell me about the relationship, because it just seems that they really have a fond relationship. I know Nick does. It looks like the owner and the GM do too with Frank.
So does the broadcaster.
Okay.
Anybody who worked with Frank Reich became close to him because he is such a wonderful, wonderful, wise man that we all respect him. He's one of the greatest people I've ever met. He's absolutely Mr. Football. He's just terrific. Worked, had a tough job in a couple of places with owners who can be tough. But Frank Reich is an exceptional football man.
Is Jalen Hurts the best quarterback in Eagle history?
You know, the short answer would be yes, because he won the Super Bowl in unbelievable fashion, where he just took charge of that game. The other thing you can say is, now I know this is going to irritate a lot of people in Kansas City, but when they lost to the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57, with the exception of one turnover, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes in that game. Then the next year they played them on a Monday night in Kansas City and in the rain, and they had a 10-0 deficit, and he outplayed Patrick Mahomes in that game. And then he outplayed Patrick Mahomes in this game. Now, I'm not telling you he's better than Patrick Mahomes, but Patrick Mahomes is considered the number one player in the National Football League, if not the number one quarterback, but probably the number one player in the National Football League. This guy, I've been in his corner from day one. I think he's outstanding. The record book, you know, it's there in black and white. The record book will tell you, from a statistical standpoint, all the records over the years are held by Donovan McNabb. But he was here for quite a long time. And Donovan McNabb, at his peak, was a great quarterback. Heck, Randall Cunningham had some years that were superb.
That's my guy.
And then there was Ron Jaworski, who was just a wonderful quarterback. He was the player of the year after the 1980 season. And then if you want to go back in history, there was a guy in 1960 by the name of Norm Van Brocklin. And I was a little kid. I mean, the difference was he was the coach on the field. Nobody sent in plays. He directed everybody. He yelled at the offensive lineman. Yep. He screamed at Tommy McDonald. But he was the coach on the field and a great, great leader. So it's tough to say who is the greatest quarterback in Eagles history now on April 15th, 2025. I would not for a second doubt the fact that in the years to come, when he is in the later stages of his career, we will say that Jalen Hurts was the greatest quarterback in Eagles history. He's on that track to becoming that.
Final question for you. How important was Andy Reid to Jeffrey Lurie in how he evaluates coaches, hires coaches? I'll make this point to people, Merrill. Since 2000, he hasn't hired a bad head coach. Even with Chip, no one's had a losing record. I mean, you can make Chip had horrible bedside manner, didn't know how to treat people. All of that is true.
However, his last season was a disaster.
I get it, but he did leave Lane Johnson and Jeff Stoutland. He did bring Nellis to the table.
Yeah, Chip Kelly is a very, very bright football man. Very, very bright. Look what he did for Ohio State this year.
Yep, national title.
I'm critical because I never got to know him. He didn't give me a chance. He could be very cold, very impolite. He couldn't look you in the eye and communicate with you. And I think that to be successful in any business, you have to be able to be a communicator.
Yeah.
Players told me that about Chip.
Especially in our sport.
And coaches told me that about Chip. But was he bright? Very bright. And he knows the game as well as anybody. I just felt that as a communicator, he got an F.
Final question. No insight or anything. I'm not holding you to it. If there's one weakness on the team that you'd like to see Howie address in the draft, what would that position be?
I don't think there is an overt weakness on this team. I thought this team went into the Super Bowl as complete as any. But based on what they lost, I would say you need a replacement for Milton Williams. I think I would say interior defensive line. Did we freeze? Wait a minute. Let's see.
All right. Looks like Cilio froze. Let me see if I can reconnect him. Merrill, I see you're still in the green room. This is not you, my friend. This was Big Nels. He is disconnected. Oh, here we go. I got him back. Let me see if I can get him back up. I'll bring Merrill up as
Merrill. I think maybe Howie pulled the plug on me there for a second here.
I said my answer to your question was I think possibly with the losing Milton Williams that maybe you want to add a little more depth to that defensive line. Now they have some depth. They have Moro Ojomo. They have some young players who can really play. Thomas Booker can play. But I think you know what? You know what, Howie? They had a press conference to get the media with Howie and Nick today. I thought the most interesting thing was Howie said that looking at the draft, the Eagles stand 32nd. He said the Eagles don't have 32 players in this draft ranked as first round draft picks.
I agree with Merrill. I think there's probably in this draft, there's probably three blue chip kids, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, maybe the tight end from Penn State.
Ty Warren is tremendous.
Player.
Tremendous player.
But that's why I say this. From around draft pick number 12 all the way to 50, they're all the same dudes. So to me, could I see the Eagles trading out of that 32 pick, getting multiple picks in the second and third round, knowing that they got a boatload of picks next year even too? I mean, how are we trying to trade that 32nd pick to a team that's in desperate need of a quarterback? I mean, I put this out there. At 32, call Kellen Moore. Hey, you want that Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe? Give me a first-round pick next year or a second-round pick next year. I mean, or go to the Giants.
Will Howard, do you like him?
I love him. You know what's funny you say that? I love that you just said that because I said this, of all the quarterbacks in the draft, do you really look at Cam Ward, and I'm a Miami guy, I don't know. Do I look at Shador? I go, I don't know. Who's the guy that has the Jalen Hurts MO and has the Jalen Hurts resume? Big-time college program, Ohio State, was with a pro coordinator in Chip. Won a national title, had adversity with the Michigan loss. I mean, all that kid has done is won. That's the same stuff we talk about Jalen Hurts. So to me, I think the kid's a big time recruit. I would take him in the third round. I think I could get the same value of him in the third round as I think you can get with Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart, and I could get the guy cheaper.
I'll tell you who else might be, might surprise a few people at the next level, because he did not have a great season at Ohio State, but he had an amazing season at Syracuse, and that's Kent McCord.
You know, I got, as a matter of fact, I got him ranked fourth on my quarterback list too. So, yeah, I mean,
he's big and bro.
Let me ask you this. I mean, are you comfortable with the Eagles at the second quarterback spot with Tanner McKee? Because I love the kid. I mean, you think they're comfortable with him?
Oh, let me tell you something. 8 or 9 years ago, he would have been a first-round draft pick. Yeah. Today, you look for the run option and all that stuff, but he's big. He's got a cannon. He can move. He's the real thing. I wouldn't, if I were another team who is really in need of a quarterback, I would make a deal that would be very tough for the Eagles to turn down. Tanner McKee is more equipped to come in and be a successful quarterback right now than anybody in this draft.
I'm going to leave you with this, and I'm going to give you the hardest question you've ever had. You ready?
Yeah.
You had to loop one 18-hole tournament, and you had Jack in his prime, and you had Tiger in his prime. Who are you taking?
Tiger.
Really? Even though Jack has got 19 second-place major championship finishes.
Yeah, but. Here's the thing. Tiger Jack Nicklaus is the greatest golfer of all time. 18 wins, the majors. Yep. He is the GOAT. However, I think Jack Nicklaus, if you sat him down and asked him, at his best, who was the best, he or Tiger, I think Jack Nicklaus would tell you Tiger. Tiger at his best was better than any golfer who ever lived.
Best iron player of all time. Jack has sat back.
How about the way he putted in the clutch? He would run the ball 6 feet past the hole because he didn't matter, because coming back 6 feet was an automatic tap-in for him.
Do you agree, Merrill, that the thing about Tiger, to me, he was a combination of Arnold and Jack, because he brought the television networks like Arnold did. Jack was a great everything about all of that, but Arnold had Arnold's army. Tiger had that.
Well,
that
Arnold and Tiger were the two who changed the golf viewership. That they were the ones who changed their sport around. They really did. There's no doubt in my mind.
What's the best round of golf for Merrill Reese in his life?
Honestly?
Yeah.
76.
Wow! At Marion?
No.
Oh, wait, putt-putt.
No. I've had it several times. I've had 76s, one here at Bluebell where I live, and member also. I had that on a day, 2016, I had a 76 here, but it also included a hole-in-one.
Oh, my God. That is so – Merrill, here, I've played a Pebble. I've played Olympic. I've played Cherry Hill. I've played Congressional. I played the PGA National, where the 75 PGA Championship was held. I played Baltusrol. I played Shinnecock, and I played Wingfoot.
Wow.
Yeah. Wingfoot is the hardest course I've ever played because it's so long. Oh. I mean, and the bunkers are so deep. I mean – just incredibly deep, those bunkers.
I'll tell you another course. A friend of mine, I've never played it, that has a reputation of being really that tough, and that's Oakmont.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's Chicago.
The church pew bunkers.
Yep, absolutely. Merrill, it's great to talk sports with you always, my friend. Thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. This has been fun. Take care.
You bet. Great Merrill Reese. I love talking with Merrill. Absolutely great stuff as always. Look forward to talking with him. 76. This guy shot his age. Yeah. hey, golf isn't for me. Hey, dude, golf's fun. You know what you do? You go out there, you get a couple beers, get some sandwiches. You play best ball with your buddy. You're not trying to get a tour card. You know what I'm saying? Hit that like button, guys. You guys were absolutely great. Tomorrow, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think we got Brent Musburger. Oh, no, we got Mike Golic tomorrow.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.